With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A veteran U.S. senator met this week with the head of the Secret Service to discuss the security incident at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa was briefed by Secret Service Director Sean Curran on the security threat.
We're going to get a thorough review by the Secret Service of what went on.
During an interview in his Senate office, Grassley told the Salem Radio Network that the agency is closely reviewing its security posture.
It's too early for them to say if they may change any protocols.
The 92-year-old Grassley was the highest-ranking official in the presidential line of succession, not in attendance at last weekend's dinner. Greg Clugston, Capitol Hill.
The White House Correspondents' Dinner suspect will remain behind bars.
A man accused of trying to storm the White House Correspondents' Association dinner with guns and knives and attempting to kill President Donald Trump has agreed to remain jailed. Cole Thomas Allen did not enter a plea during his brief appearance before a judge in Washington, D.C., but the defense left the door open to possibly pressing for Allen's release before trial in the future. Prosecutors say Allen planned his attack for weeks and tracked Trump's movements online. He faces up to life in prison if convicted on the assassination count alone. I'm Lisa DeWire.
Louisiana's congressional primaries won't be going forward as scheduled in May as a result of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Republican Governor Jeff Landry on Thursday issued an executive order suspending the congressional primary to give time for state lawmakers to draw new House districts. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 790 points. This is SRN News. The church has a crime problem.
According to a study by Lifeway Research, $70 billion is lost every year to theft and embezzlement within congregations around the world. That's lost money that could have gone to spreading the gospel, helping the poor, and a lot of other good things. America has not been spared. Lifeway reports that according to their research, quote, one in 13 U.S. Protestant pastors say somebody has embezzled funds from their congregation. Michael Harrington reporting.
A court in the second largest Czech city of Brno has sentenced a man to 7 years in prison for his part in an anti-Semitic attack. The defendant was one of two teenagers who tried to set a synagogue in Brno on fire in January of 2024 by using an improvised device. The pair were part of a group of five teenagers arrested last year after allegedly being radicalized online by ISIS. This is SRN News. April wraps up with a record finish on Wall Street.
Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street as profits keep piling up for big U.S. companies. The S&P 500 rallied 1% Thursday. The Dow jumped 760 points. That's about 1.6%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.9%. Alphabet rose 10%. The owner of Google and YouTube reported profit for the start of the year that blew past analysts' expectations. Brent crude wound up little changed after a volatile day. The international benchmark for oil prices is still far higher than it was when the war with Iran began. Seth Sutel, New York.
J. Craig Venter has died at the age of 79. He mapped the first draft of the human genome. In the 1990s, Venter used a different sequencing technique to speed up decoding the human genome. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.